Hi, everyone. It's Pepper Hernandez. I'm wanting to tune in with you to let you know that we now have a Patreon. I'm super excited. There's going to be so much amazing content over there. And for just $5 a month, subscribers like you can have access to videos of past recordings, unreleased episodes, and even early access to future episodes. I'm really excited, and I hope you are too. Thank you so much for supporting us so we can continue to create this amazing content. Go over to patreon.com/Dr. Pepper Hernandez. I will see you over there.
There are aspects of you that you don't particularly like, and you keep asking the question, what is it? What is causing this? So it could be something may have been said to me as a child, and I have carried that through. I might have been told, you're way too sensitive. You know, you have to toughen up a bit for this world. You need to be tougher with people and not let them see your soft and gentle side. And so with that, this voice in my head, which was like, had set the barriers, the walls, the cages, I was letting that self lead me in life.
Oh, working it out, sometimes the feels can get me down. It's not a surprise, my eyes light up when you're around. I'm awake, beating heart, you know, I know, gotta start. Making dreams, taking flight, gotta show the world it's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright.
Welcome to the Quantum Alignment Q&A, where we traverse through an array of healing modalities to educate, empower, and excite our listeners on their path of holistic health and wellness. In sharing various practitioners' experiences and insight, we hope to cultivate a deeper relationship between one's true self, the mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional bodies. And now, join naturopath, transpersonal psychologist, and cannabis therapy consultant, Dr. Pepper Hernandez.
Welcome, and thank you so much for taking time to be present with us today. Our intention for this podcast is for each and every one of us to get one step closer to the highest version of our aligned self each and every day. The mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional components. I am so excited. I have a good old friend on the show today. I reached out and begged her to be on. It was all about the timing and scheduling. She's in Ireland. Her name is Eileen Sheehan. She's an energy worker and mentor. And we're going to tell you how we met, which was super cool. And we were kind of rebellious. Eileen, thank you so much for being here. Hello, my sweet friend.
Hello, my dear. Hello. This is so good, isn't it? This is just so good.
It really is. I just love you so much. Yeah. And the moment that we tuned in together, I just immediately felt like, oh, this is my sis. Like, this is my friend. We're tuned in. Like, you just meet people like that. And I should say, we're lucky enough to have met people like that. I don't know if everyone feels that purity when they meet someone, but I definitely felt it with you. And it just blossomed into us being a semi-rebellious and just like, you know, PG-13, totally fun. Adult rebellion. But, you know, we just, So tell everyone about you and then we'll kind of touch in about how we met. Because not all people on the show are people that I actually know that I've met in real life, you know? So it's really cool to have you on here. But I want to highlight who you are, what you're doing. And yeah, let's get to know you.
Okay. All righty. Well, as you said, I'm from Ireland. So I'm from Limerick in Ireland, which is like on the like Midwest coast. At the time when I met you, Pepper, I was living in Dublin. So now I'm back living in Limerick. So it's about three hours drive. It's back near my parents. I had gone for 3 months to India, came back not really too sure. My house had been let out in Dublin. So I was like, where am I going to live? And I haven't moved since. That was 2019. And here I still am. And yeah. All good. Lots of change. When I met you, it was deep in yoga, deep, deep, deep into my yoga practice. I probably would have been definitely doing the Reiki energy. I probably was training. Don't know if I was actually in service at that time or working with clients, but that's what I do now. Even only lately, I did another type of energy healing called Sakim, which is just like working with the elements of water and fire and air. So it's bringing a whole other energy to the earth energy. What else? This is kind of all that I'm trying to nearly update you since I've seen you. So I might give even just a bit of a background because I came like from the corporate world. I don't know if we ever even chatted about that, but I came from working in finance. I was an accountant and so I was big into it. Like I was doing well and really I was just contemplating before I came onto this call. I was like, I really then at that time wasn't, I suppose, connected to my emotional self, if I'm being honest. Yeah, you know, like at that level, it's very mental, it's very logical. And I was in my physical for sure, because I was into sport, played lots of sport. So that was all there. But I was missing my spiritual and my emotional self. And a trip to Nepal kind of threw that right up into my face. It was kind of like, ooh, when you just see how other people live or experience or the kindness and the compassion and, oh my goodness, just the pure essence of people and the time they give you that you're just like, whoa, it kind of shakes you up. Actually, when I think back on it now, I was like, this is just amazing to feel this. I don't know these people, you know, I'm just passing through. And yeah, when I came back, that was in 2012. I made a promise then. So that's like over 10 years ago. It's amazing how things take time. Like you make a promise or like a promise to myself, things need to change. I got to change how I'm living. I didn't really know what that even meant at the time. Before I put the key in the door, that's what I did. So that's kind of a big like change in 10 years, what I have done with my life and the steps I've taken. You know, I come from a very, like I'm from the countryside here in Ireland. Small. I mean, it's a couple of hundred people. So where I'm from is very, you know, everyone, you know, everyone's business, you just know. Okay. And I had traveled loads. By 25, I came home and I was like, I still don't know what I want to do. At 25, I was like, okay, can I just go away again? You know, and then my mom's like, you know, you got to do something. So finance was what I took because I was like, oh, okay, I'll earn some good money and I can travel more. It just makes logical sense. That's where I was at in life. And I suppose in the last 10 years, and I'd even say in the last 3 years specifically, I went deep into some good work with the Gene Keys. It kind of really, and this is kind of, it's kind of nearly updating where I'm at. It really, I'm going to say I got comfortable with my shadows. Yeah. And owning them. And shadows are like the stuff I was keeping in a little box. And that box, it wasn't ever going to disappear until I opened the lid and actually had a look at what was inside. And like, in a sense, that was where I think the compelling work came in. All the other work I'd done previously, which was very light, very releasing from the body. Because like when you do yoga, it's so fun. It's actually fun. I actually enjoyed my yoga. Yeah, we worked hard, breath work, chanting, all of that good stuff. And you feel good. Until I got really into the shadow work and I'm saying it with a smile. I'm telling you, it wasn't always a bed of roses. It's kind of like opening the jar and looking in and going, oh, it's murky in there, and going, I got to have a look at this, because otherwise I'm carrying it around under my arm. I often think of the hot coals, but actually for me, I think it's a jar of stuff that like, it actually had a life of its own, if I'm being honest, you know. And the more you ignore it, the more it kind of comes out for you. Yeah, that's what's been going on. I don't even know if I've given you like a random synopsis, but it's like you're now meeting me and I'm reassessing where I'm going forward, who I want to work with, where I want to work. And it's like you're coming just at the next transition, like this big transition as to, you couldn't have timed this better. You've no idea. Yeah.
Well, I love and adore you. And you look amazing, by the way. So we met in France. Is that right?
Yes,
We met at a
correct.
yoga
Festival.
community festival in France. And I've said a couple times, so I want to expand on us being a little bit out of the box. The idea was that I think it was during the 3 day, 9 hour a day, holding your arms in the
Yes.
air, only breaking to use the restroom event, right? It's called something specifically, but to not brand anything, this is the situation. So one day we just decided not to do it. And I don't remember what you and I did, but you and I both gave each other permission to not do something that wasn't nearly as fun. It's not that we didn't want to do it. It's just that we didn't really feel like doing it that day. And that's how we bonded deeply. That's the part I remember. I don't know what part you remember, but that's the part I remembered because it was a 10-day yoga festival. But that day and that moment where it was like, I give you permission to not do this. You gave me permission to not do it. And I felt like a 8-year-old. I felt very, very young.
We
And
actually, yes.
oh, it gets better. Yeah. But there was something about that moment. And then maybe I'll let you tell the next part of that story if we're talking about the same thing.
I just remember like that, the permission, and kind of that morning when everybody else is moving out to go to the event, and you're like, okay, I'm not going, you going? I'm not going. It's like, oh, wow, we are breaking the rules. Yeah, in a sense, you know, and these are not written rules. These are just like a community rule, I suppose, in a sense, you know, but it's almost expected of you. So, but what we just, the weather was beautiful. We got some good food. I can't remember. Eating? Did we leave the compound?
We decided that we didn't want to go, but the only reason we wanted to go is because that day was the vegan burger day. And damn it, did we want that vegan burger
I know,
because it was going to
remember?
be gluten-free bread and like we were going to get some nourishment. So we got dressed up in all of our whites and our
Here,
turbans and went ahead and went for lunch. And that
We were the
was
buddy.
the moment I was like, Eileen,
We're
this is
made.
your ride or die. This is forever. Even if we don't see each other for years, your ride or die. So that's the part I remember.
That's class. Because, you know, our bellies, I just love how we were looking after our stomachs. It's so important. Oh my God.
And like you said, we weren't breaking any rules. They weren't put in stone. It was just
No.
because the crowd was going in that direction. We almost felt guilty for not going. But in that moment, it just took one other person to say, it's okay. And it was just so much freedom. And then the rebellious part came in with going and having lunch, even though that was only supposed to be for the people that were doing the 10-hour yoga sits. But anyhow, I think the whole point is for people to bond and to love and to heal. And I know every single step of that, no matter what we did, was meant for us to have those moments. And that's true yoga,
It
right?
is
Is
true
living.
yoga.
That's the true yoga. And even if we bonded on like, sneaking a vegan burger and like sitting in, or like, deciding not to do that the day, we healed by finding each other as friends. And so I don't feel so bad now looking back at it, but I think it was the cutest little thing ever that we, are so diligent, square type
I
people, following
know.
every rule. And then together we're like, meh. So cute.
Oh my
Oh
gosh,
gosh.
yeah. I remember the freedom we I that word is a great word actually, Pepper, because it was the freedom we gave each other.
Yeah. So thank you for that. Because I think that that's probably what you do in life, right? You can take that into different parts of your work that you do as an energy healer, as a mentor, as a jinx key guide. I want to talk about all of those things. And I also want to, after the break, I want to come back around to shadows and how to move through shadows. And, we have to remember the vocabulary that we're using. Not all people understand the vocabulary. So I want to break that down. But let's start with you being an energy healer, a mentor. And what is the jinx?
The gene.
Okay.
Yeah, gene. Like your key genetic, guy. Like your DNA.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that because I think it's kind of like fresh off the press, kind of in a way. So for the last number of years, you go through the courses with the Gene Keys. Okay. So you become a student of the Gene Keys and they're online courses. It's mainly folks from the US. It was Richard Rudd. He's an English guy that received, let's say, a download or an activation or whatever the words. So he created this system. Okay. And this system is using your date and time of birth. So it is tapping into astrology, but it's also tapping into the I Ching, which is the Chinese guidance, cosmology. I don't know what the other languages, but it's a very old, ancient, I think it's nearly just as old as yoga, maybe even older. I don't know the specifics. A lot of people that I know that are TCMs who are like traditional Chinese medicine practitioners, they would go to the I Ching to look for guidance. It's almost like a tarot system, but like it gets to the crux of the question that you will ask or that's within you. So the Gene Keys, the definition of it is about looking for your higher purpose. But what I take from it, because everybody takes something different from it, and that's why I think I like about it, because depending where you're coming from, you will take what you desire. But the higher purpose is not about what we do, but how we do it. And man, like that has really settled well in me. Like not what we do, but how we do it. And it's nearly taken the pressure off. It's like, oh, you know that you open a fizzy bottle of something and it goes, shh. I mean, I feel it has taken the pressure off me in life because I know I am to do the energy healing, let's say. I know I am to do workshops, but sometimes it just gets a bit much for me. And I actually put myself under pressure and then I kind of get lost in the, oh, I don't know where I'm going. Am I doing it? And then it can just like. So it has given me that. It has given me a lot more. So it gives me this like anchor in life because it gives me a perspective of my inner world and outer world. It nourishes me in my inner world. So let's say the key thing that I am to bring to fruition in this life is to remove the complexity for people out of their lives. So what does that mean? So like, let's say if I worked in business, I would simplify the way we would do business. I go, why are we doing that? Do we really need to do it? Let's just strip it all back, which actually this is how I use work anyway, which is quite, you know, but to bring that now into people's personal lives, how can, like, you know, sometimes we get stuck in something, the story of it, it keeps replaying, we keep adding. Okay, let's just strip it all back and let's come back to really the core story and let's move forward in a very simple way. One step, two step, let's tackle it bit by bit. So that's the key thing. But my evolution, which is like what I'm here to learn, is around me listening to me, my inner, my own insight. Because I can be quite, somebody says something, I go, oh, okay, let's do that. But I used not tune into myself. You might think, well, Eileen tunes into herself. I didn't. I really didn't. I did and I didn't. Okay, so I'm not hard on myself either. But take the time. I think I've learned that. Take your time. Take a deep breath. Have the patience, take the next step. So this is what it's been teaching me. Now, I also, that's my outer world. My inner world is around my relationships, my friendships, and to have a really core tight group who are in the non-judgmental space, who kind of almost like, here she is. And there's just like, I am comfortable with them. So I now know that. So that's huge for me. And then what anchors that in is that forgiveness in relationships is kind of like my dharma. So what's dharma? That's like my inner purpose. So it's not really my outer world. It's my inner purpose. So for me to understand that I will constantly be in relationships where I will have to be forgiving. And forgiving, now I'm not talking about, somebody said to me lately, it was actually a client, that forgiveness is a religious practice. And I said, I understand why you may say that for sure. But let's just take the word forgiveness out of this and let's just work on letting it go first. Then maybe work on, you know, and how can we let it go? We have to accept what has happened. We don't need to accept the behavior from the other person again, but we just accept it for ourselves and let it go. And can we move on? because that's the part. Can we move on? So like, listen, you know, there's a spin tail there. So that's just to give you, and I mean, there's a whole other, I mean, the jinkies goes off into wild spaces. It can be as logical, it can be as mystical, it can be as magical, and it depends on what you want out of it or what you need. So let's say, I'll give you an example. You kind of like this. You're going to like this. So like for me, this is how I see it. So let's say you're a tourist coming here to Ireland and you're like, Eileen, where will I go? I have like 10 days. I love going to castles. I love history, historical. I love good food. You know, I've 10 days and I actually like to spend quality time in a place and not rush around. So I would literally do an itinerary for you. Go here, go there, check this out, eat this food. Da, da, da. This is what the gene keys is. You have to really tune into what the person needs. It's not just prescriptive. It can be prescriptive, but the best way really to navigate it is really knowing, tuning into what you need on your journey here right now, you know, as you're traveling through Ireland, let's say. But yeah, and just be a guide in that sense. So that's the gene keys. I would say, I don't know how or where in the States. I just know that on the calls, it is all people from the States, like the majority. I've seen one Irish person on it. I've seen a couple of English people and Europe, definitely, like the Germans. Because it's related as well to human design. So there's a link to human design in it. So most people will know, may potentially know human design, which is how I kind of started with human design, but I didn't totally connect enough to it. Whereas this, I jumped at it. I was like, oh yeah, do you want to talk about, I'm gonna let you ask because I love good questions anyway.
Well, I'll let you ask your own questions to yourself. That's totally fine, but for just a moment we're going to pivot, because you were saying gene keys, and what you were saying was gene keys, and I was thinking it was just this cute little thing, gene keys, like a little word mashed together. So I want to clarify that for the listeners, that it's gene keys. I think that something you said was, it's not what we do, it's how we do it. Or what did you say? Is that what you said?
Like, so, not what we do in the world, it's how we do it, you know, how we come to it.
And I think that's exactly, if you've been listening this far and you listen to Eileen and I's story of how we met in France, like, I think that this really ties back into our meeting and why we shared that with the audience, is because it's not like, you know, it was done in such pure bliss. And so maybe that can wrap that story back around of our connection, because everything I'm hearing you say is exactly who I know you to be. I think one thing before we take a break is that I want to leave the audience thinking about this while we're at break, is choosing non-judgmental spaces. That's what you and I did that day. We chose a non-judgmental space. We found that safety within each other and just had a giggly good time. And so it can be as simple as something like that. But I think, wow, what a revelation that you shared. And it's just your normal. But if people chose non-judgmental spaces more often, I think happiness and alignment would happen. And maybe that's just taking a 10-minute bath. Maybe that's the only non-judgmental space you'll find. Or maybe that's with a pet. Or maybe that's, you know, hopefully with a partner, but definitely with a friend, right? Like you and I. And so I think that's so powerful. So thank you for sharing that. It happens to be that time in our podcast. We're going to take a short little break to give a local aligned business a shout out. I love them so very much. I think that you will too. And we'll be right back with Eileen, and we'll talk about shadow work.
Have you ever thought about getting a cannabis doctor's recommendation letter? You can. You can do that with LeafWell. Your doctor's evaluation would include a 2-year doctor's recommendation letter, an instant PDF download, 24/7 online verification, and there's no in-person appointment necessary. You can do it all online. It's also HIPAA compliant, which means complete privacy. There is a secure payment method, and with LeafWell, you can get your cannabis medical card online in minutes. No matter what state you're in, if you would like to save $20 off, they're giving our listeners a $20 off promotional code, which is Dr. Pepper 20. That's DrPepper 20.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. Let me reintroduce you to Eileen Sheehan, energy worker, Gene Key guide and mentor, and a good friend of mine. Before the break, you had mentioned something about shadows and shadow work and moving through your shadows. And, you know, that's kind of in the US, it's kind of been a buzzword recently, but I don't think a lot of people really know what that means. Okay. So could you kind of tell us what that means from your perspective and also give us tips on how to move through those when we find them?
Sure. I'll talk about my inner critic, maybe. I'm just thinking there. The inner critic. Yeah. Can I just go back to maybe the word shadow? Because like the shadow, the darkness, let's keep it simple. It can be that somebody has a sharp tongue, right? Okay. All right, but I just talk about it just conceptually first, just so that, so there's light and dark, day and night, two sides to us. You could say we have the one version we show out to the world. We might have another version we show at home. So when we meet somebody for the first time, we will put our best foot forward. Okay. It's just how it is. And actually, it's a natural thing. Like, why wouldn't you? You know, but in time, as you get to know each other, and I think, my God, I'm just thinking there, that non-judgmental space. There are parts of us that we judge ourselves, okay? This is kind of like, I would say my inner critic was alive and well. I mean, my inner critic was full on. That the voice in my head that used literally, what are you doing that for? What are you saying that for? Why did you say that? What, you're stupid, you're silly. I mean, it used to go on. It was like, it was continuous. It was, so what would, how would my shadow work with that? So it would be like, what is that voice, Eileen? Where is it coming from? What is that voice? Now, this is not another person. This is me. This is another voice, another aspect of me. So it's an aspect of me. And this voice, I'm just going to call it the shadow. Okay. And I remember even one time drawing what my inner critic looked like. I actually drew it because I was like, okay, for me, because I'm a visual person, I need to see. And I remember drawing it and go, okay, this is who you are. So now I know you. And I can actually get a sense of how you are and how you are in the world. And I would say that my, we'll just call it the inner critic because it kind of all fits in under fear, but that's just too generalistic about how things are. And talking about fear is just a bit too wishy-washy. So if we say the inner critic, my inner critic was driving the car. So the car is Eileen, like the vehicle of me in life. My inner critic was driving in the driving seat and I was in the back seat. So the inner critic was driving my life. All right. It was ruling what decisions I made, who I spoke to, what I did, all of that good stuff. So I had to start a conversation with my inner critic and I had to soften the conversation with the inner critic. And this is how it, with the shadow work, the softening, the gentleness, the kindness, compassion, time, patience, and responsibility actually has come up a lot for me in the shadow work, in the sense of taking responsibility for who I am and in a gentle way with that, going, okay, Eileen, there are aspects of you that you don't particularly like and why, and you keep at it and you keep asking the question, what is it? What is causing this? So it could be a sense of something may have been said to me as a child, and I have carried that through. So I might have been told, Eileen, you're way too sensitive. You know, you have to toughen up a bit for this world, and you need to be tougher with people and not let them see your soft and gentle side. Okay, let me just put it that way. So what I did was I built like barriers, walls, gates. And so with that, this voice in my head, which was like, had set the barriers, the walls, the cages, I was letting that self lead me in life. But my true self was behind all of that. And it only ever came out now and then when I was in a space or with people that I truly could let it all down. And know I could let it all down. So the shadow work is going, okay, I see you, that part of you, Eileen, but you know, that is not you. This is just a part of you. It's like that jar that I said at the start. And in that jar, there are pieces there that I was hiding in the jar. There were pieces that I thought there was something wrong with me, so I'm hiding it. So the shadow can take many aspects. And what I was doing is bit by bit when I was with the shadow work was looking at it, being gentle with it, going, what is this? And how did I release it? So what I love about energy healing is I find I don't have to talk too much and the energy work moves the heavy emotions that maybe I don't even know as to why they're there or the cause of it. We talk therapy, obviously, it's kind of like unfolding, unraveling, getting the language out. And to be able then maybe to be in conversation with people that maybe I would feel maybe before, previously, not too confident around, but now it's kind of like, okay, if that's your opinion, that's great. I'm not going to get too attached to it. You know, this is, I kind of know who I am now. I do know who I am now. So therefore, it doesn't upset me as much. So I think the talk therapy is great for that. But the gene keys really did, the energy healing in the gene keys probably, Richard Rohr kind of says about the gene keys, like, you know, we are shadow and we are light, but like focus on your gifts. Focus what you're here for. Yes, but don't ignore your shadows, but let them work with you, through you, and own them. It's like I remember a lady on Instagram basically saying, you know, if you've done something and it wasn't very nice, own it. And that's like taking the responsibility part. And don't let somebody else own it for you. Own it yourself. And go, yeah, I was a bit of a, but I am sorry I did that. And I know I was out of order and it won't happen again. Whatever your language or whatever your ways in dealing with things, but own it for yourself. Yeah, that's probably, that's the big shift.
So yeah. I just want to just clarify for our listeners that from my perspective, shadow work is working with your unconscious mind to uncover the parts of yourself that are repressed and that sometimes you hide from yourself, but they become traumas and patterns within your lifestyle. So exactly echoing what Eileen said about someone at some point in time, maybe saying something, which could, and most of the time we pay attention, we learn that it is their unconscious programming that's then placed on you, especially if you're in your younger years. Sometimes you'll hear that from an older family member or guardian. And then all of a sudden you claim that for your whole life and you didn't know, and it has nothing really to do with you. And that's your shadow. So just to give you another perspective, if you're in the audience and you're still like thinking, well, what is the shadow? What is that part? And why we call it the shadow, or why I call it the shadow in my practice, is because it's that darker, unhealthy, sad version, right? It's kind of like, you know, not to play too much on angel devil shoulder situation, but it's kind of like that for me. For me, it's like, if it doesn't make you happy, it doesn't bring you joy, then it's probably coming from a sad place, which is the shadow, which just dig into that a little bit. Is that something you truly believe about yourself? Or is that something someone told you that really they just projected onto you and then, you know, it became your truth? So that's kind of the place that I go with it. Do you want to comment on that before I move on to the question?
I like that, Pepper, because it can, the shadow can come in many aspects. It's actually not clear cut and it'll come up at different stages in our life for many different reasons for different things. I think, and it's not to get too bogged down in it and to know that you can face it or you can 100% work with it. I think that's the part that's so important that I want to get across, actually, that you can work with it. It is possible. And there are many different modalities out there to work through with this, you know?
When I work on my personal self, it's the things that I've learned in my formative years that I still see coming up. At 40-something, I'm just like, are you absolutely, like, what? I have to free myself from that because I don't care.
I know.
You know, I shouldn't care. And, you know, my poor 18-year-old self thought that, whatever, you know, thought something about her body. And it's because someone else, you know, thought that about their body. And then they projected that onto me during my formative years.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm not blaming anyone. And that's fine because we didn't know that type of psychology then. And we weren't evolved as a species enough to recognize any of that. So no blame on each other. No. But at this time, learning this and understanding this allows me to then take full accountability for stopping talking about it to myself. Like you were saying earlier in our show, you know, you catch yourself saying that to yourself. So let's talk about, with the time that we have left, which is just a few minutes, let's talk about ways through that shadow work. What do you do specifically? Maybe even talk me through a client who would reach out to you and say, Eileen, or you probably go by Miss Cheyenne. How do I get through this particular stage? I know what my trigger is. I know what my shadow is. What can I do? Talk us through that. What does that look like for you?
It is a hard question, but everybody's different. Okay. Overall, we've got to give it time. We've got to actually, and I'm not talking about you give it time. You have to give yourself time. And I mean about being centered every day. I'm always like, if you can just give 3 minutes in the morning, take some really deep breathing, ask your heart. I mean, I will say, Pepper, for me, dropping into the heart is so important, because we live in a very heady world where, like, it is constant. We are in constant state of information. Like, it's a lot. So becoming centered. What do I mean by becoming centered? Asking your heart, what do you need that day? What do you need for today? And setting a very clear intention of what you need for that day. If you have more than 3 minutes and you can do some gentle movement to be in the body, you can get outside even for a bit of fresh air in the morning. And it's all about presence. And I know I'm not giving you anything specific, but it'll depend on the person. I will talk about being centered in the morning, some breath work, journaling, writing into it. Because what's great about the journaling is it is between you and the paper. And journaling is just writing free form, whatever is on your mind. And if you're like, I don't know how to journal. Like, I have nothing to say. You write. I have nothing to say. There is nothing to come in here this morning. And I do not like journaling. Why am I journaling? Even get out all that frustration that's coming. That's actually just, it's literally on the tip of your tongue. It's just behind your tongue. Get that out. This is so important. What all of this, it's like clogged up stuff. So that then you can start clearing it all away. Okay. Now I can see maybe what the issue was. Because it can at the start for somebody be a trigger, blaming this situation, this person, da, da, da. And we've got to get to the core issue. And really and truly, it can be a lengthy process or a slow process. But really, it is coming back to, I think we mentioned it, about the acceptance. Really looking at it. Can you forgive yourself for carrying it? Because a lot of times it's a lot of the heaviness is around, I'm carrying this. I'm sick of carrying this. I don't want to carry this anymore. Tired of this. I'm going to move this on and lift this weight out of my body. So energetically, obviously I can work with them, but I would work on, you know, when you talked there about the, I would kind of work on the subconscious, trying to reprogram the language that's being used. Okay. So how are you talking to yourself about this? And look at the language, look at like affirmations, but trying to reframe what went on. So it's about a reframing and bringing in a ton of compassion. Like compassion is like kindness, friendliness, gentleness, the language, the inner dialogue, the outer dialogue, the connection to yourself and others, because it can be quite isolating when we do this work. So it's important that you do have at least one person that you speak to. That is important. Like even if there's one person that you can truly speak to in your life, that's a gift. And that is important as well, I think, through this process. So, yeah.
Just very quick, if we were to give three tips to people, just very quickly, how do we get into the heart center? How do we get centered and grounded? Just three quick tips for people before we leave.
This is what I do, Pepper. Like, I just say to my mind, we're dropping into the heart. And I keep going, you're dropping, we're just dropping into the heart. And I literally hands on my heart, so that I'm connected to my body and connected electronically to the heart, because it's electric. My hands are electric, your hands are electric. I just say to myself, we're dropping into the heart now. So I'm literally instructing myself, we're dropping into the heart now. That's it, period.
I love that it's so easy. Everyone has all these techniques, but that's it. That is so simple. And you command it to happen. Mm-hmm. It may not the first few times. Of course, it's easier for you because you're a guru, right? You're like, well, you've done all this work and you spent time healing people, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I love and adore you, Eileen. We could do this for hours, and maybe we will on another platform if you don't mind. But
yep.
I want to let people know how to connect with you specifically. You're in Ireland. You said a lot of US people are connecting with you. Tell everyone your easiest platform and how we connect with you to make an actual consult or connection with you.
Well, my website is eileensheehan.com. So eileensheehan.com. So that's my website. Go and have a look. Check it out. See if there's anything in there that you fancy. I'm on Instagram, the same, Eileen Sheehan. So it's easy to find me. They're probably the two biggest places. I am on Facebook as well. So you can get me there. But I'm most active on Instagram and my website. So do check it out. And yeah, it'd be lovely to connect.
Yay! Thank you so much. I appreciate you for being here. And it's just lovely to see you.
You too. It's been such a pleasure. Yeah.
Thanks for taking time to be on our show and helping encourage others to get one step closer to the highest aligned version of themselves. Mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. I love you, Eileen.
Thank you, Pepper. Thank you. Love you too. This is just, this is a joy. A joy.
It's so fun. To our audience, thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Dr. Pepper Hernandez. Thanks for listening, and let's make this your very best life ever.